Hey friends, this is Jim Bob Morris here. In this racing season, make it tequila at the track with El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of race day.
Hey, this is Flying Ryan, the official rider of the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle, and we are on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN live in Pomona for the NHRA Finals here, capping off an amazing season with the rider of the El Bandito Pro Stock Motorcycle, the one and only Flying Ryan himself. Ryan, welcome. Welcome to a beautiful weather, beautiful location. Welcome to the Finals.
Yeah, we love coming out here to California, and you know, nothing better than waking up in your hotel, looking out the window and seeing palm trees and know you're going to go race. So, you know, we're definitely showing everybody that we're going to finish this season strong, and El Bandito's out here, and we're showing everybody how amazing the product and the tequila is for these Southern California race fans that are just absolutely loving the sampling and buying the margaritas, and we're all having a great time.
When you think about the racing side, the setting, of course, the track, it's the fastest sport in the world, the sights, the sounds, the vibrations, the smells, the feeling, everything you get from NHRA. But you hit on it, Ryan, you get palm trees, but you also get mountains with snow on them, right? And so this isn't like an everyday ambiance that you have here at Pomona, and the stakes are high, and you mentioned finishing the season on a high note. And one of the highest notes, really, I think, for this entire year for El Bandito is our presence with you at NHRA, but it's bigger and better than ever here because it is the official tequila of the Finals.
Yeah, we're in all the bars, so anybody thirsty, want to go try some margarita, we got samples down at the Midway on the El Bandito booth, but yet, once you have that sample and you just can't get enough, you can go to any one of the bars and get a margarita. So I know everybody's been working hard to support us, and now we're here to support them, and we're showing everybody what it's all about.
From a fan base perspective, you know, the NHRA fans, they, you know, are a festive group, right? They like to have a good time, but they're a thirsty group, too. Those samples are going fast.
Yeah, we had definitely surprised everybody in El Bandito. When they got behind me and we're out here doing sampling in our pit, and we'd come back and report, oh, you know, we need another six cases. They're going, how are you going through all these cases? These fans come out here to have a good time, and there's a lot of them. You know, I think we're going to have 75,000 people come through the gates this weekend at a minimum, and that's a lot of people that are all out here to take in, you know, all the enjoyment of racing as well as any samples they can get. They want to see what it's all about.
The action on the track, and you're running very strong so far here in Pomona, but it is the Finals, and so for the listeners, talk about some of the extra events that NHRA does that you'll be involved with that sort of cap off the festivities and the season for the series.
So when we all finish up the year, the biggest thing for everybody is the awards ceremony that we're going to have in Temecula on Monday night. So everybody finishes the race. You know, the champions are crowned throughout the last couple races of the season. You know, we still are not totally crowned our Pro Stock Motorcycle champion. Matt Smith's got the number one spot currently, but he can be upset. I mean, anything can happen when it comes down to the wire. It's points and a half, which is a big deal for everybody racing out here. There can be some upsets. So it gets really exciting when it comes down to those final few hours of the weekend on Sunday to see what really happens. Then once we know who our champion is, it's time to party. And we're going to be breaking out the Bandito and having some drinks and enjoying and celebrating our successful season.
It was a great time all season with El Bandito, but it makes you think what's going to happen next year, what is going to be, you know, how are we going to break out the Bandito next year? I know that El Bandito is going to be a big part of Flying Ryan Racing for next year. So talk a little bit about that, not only the excitement for the offseason, get geared up, but to start the season with a great sponsor, with a great tequila. And then also, I got to say, too, the word on the street is the much-anticipated return to Route 66.
You know, everyone asks, oh, when's your season end? I always say, really, it never does. You know, if you're a top-ranked team, you go right from the off-season into your plan. And really, we start planning for our off-season about August. If you want to be on top of things, you got to get your orders in with your vendors, because we know every time you get around the holidays, things slow down. The only thing that's going to pick up is everybody buying El Bandito so they can take it to their Thanksgiving dinner and show off how good of a tequila it is. But, you know, we plan on testing in Florida right away. We've got a couple commitments with some tracks where we have the opportunity to do a lot of closed session testing, and we'll be in the Clearwater area. And then, of course, we're going to get our 60 foots in check. We're going to come out with possibly a little bit of an upgraded look, really showing the El Bandito brand off next year. And we got some things to work out with, you know, the details there. But the most important thing is our representation of our performance with a great company behind us coming into next year, starting the season off strong. knowing where we're headed. And then, yes, we're going to hopefully be back in our hometown in South Chicago at Joliet Route 66 Raceway, and we're going to be showing all the hometown fans what it's all about.
As they kind of gear up, certainly there's a lot of people that are excited to get back there for all aspects of NHRA and drag racing at Route 66. And I got to say, as much as the ambiance here with the, you know, the mountains and everything, and you guys travel the country, you see it all, but it is really, you know, for the listeners that may not have been there yet, the uninitiated few, it is the Coliseum, right? It's one of the top facilities when it comes to NHRA.
Yeah, they didn't mess around when they built that track. And, of course, we were all saddened when we didn't get to race there. But, hey, you know, under the circumstances of the economy in 2020 and how, you know, all the fallout, that track still remains, stands, and now the exciting news that it's open and we're going to go back racing there. So that's great for us. We always advocate let's race near home, because the travel is one of the hardest things in this sport to deal with, is, you know, especially now with diesel price the way it is. So driving all the way out here to California is a big commitment, but hey, we all got to do it. Wherever the schedule dictates is where you got to go if you want to be a champion. But to be able to have the ability to entertain our hometown fans at somewhere nearby is great, and we really look forward to that. That was my first track I really ever raced at, and I've always considered that my hometown track, and I'm happy to go back there.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that, and as we let you go, for social media and for other just different ways for people to keep up with Flying Ryan Racing, where can they go?
Yeah, Flying Ryan PSM at Facebook, and Instagram the same, of course, flyingryanracing.com, and definitely check out El Bandito's website. You'll love it, and we definitely got some cool things to show off here coming soon.
It is one of the best bikes on the track, and certainly the most beautiful bike in all, I would say, the most beautiful thing going in motorsports, Flying Ryan and El Bandito Yankee. Thanks for jumping on the show today. Good luck.
Yeah, that's right. Break out the Bandito, baby.